From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's foreign minister says President Trump lit a fuse of war on the Korean Peninsula with his threat that the U.S. would totally destroy Pyongyang if attacked. Trump made those remarks in his address to the U.N. General Assembly last month. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho told Russia's TASS news agency, "We can say that Trump has lit a fuse of war against us by his militaristic and delusional statement at the U.N." He said the U.S. must act responsibly, and reasonably that is, and stop provoking North Korea. The South Korean Foreign Ministry says senior diplomats of the United States, Japan, and South Korea are to meet on October 18th in Seoul to discuss North Korea's evolving nuclear and missile threats. President Trump on Wednesday rejected as pure fiction an NBC News report that a few months ago he suggested a tenfold increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal. Trump's comments on the size of the U.S. nuclear arsenal, now at about 4,000 weapons, reportedly came at a Pentagon meeting with top military and national security officials in July. NBC reported that, citing the recollections of three people who were there. Trump was responding to a briefing slide charting the steady reduction in the size of the country's stockpile since the 1960s. He indicated he wanted a bigger arsenal, the network said. Officials at the meeting, including Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, were reported to have voiced surprise at Trump's suggestion and briefly explained to him the legal and practical restraints on a nuclear buildup. This is VOA News. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's triple suicide bomb attack on the main police headquarters building in Damascus, Syria. At least two people were killed, several others injured. IS issued a statement via the Telegram messaging app saying three fighters with explosive belts carried out the attack. Kenya's opposition held rallies in Nairobi and Kisumu Wednesday as the country awaits word from the Electoral Commission on whether the rerun of the presidential election will go forward as planned. Opposition leader Raila Odinga's withdrawal from the race has pushed Kenya further into uncharted territory. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
Thousands of protesters took to the streets in Nairobi Wednesday, following Tuesday's announcement by opposition leader Raila Odinga that he will not participate in the rerun of the election, set for October 26th. Odinga and his NASA opposition coalition argue that according to a 2013 Supreme Court ruling, their withdrawal means that the Electoral Commission, or IEBC, must cancel the polls and conduct fresh nominations, which should take place at least 90 days before a general election. The IEBC could decide to hold elections in 2 weeks as scheduled. The commission could also decide that President Uhuru Kenyatta is the winner by default. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
And this late word from the Associated Press, all eight candidates for the Kenya presidential election that was annulled can participate in the new vote later this month, the AP attributing that to the Election Commission, which announced Wednesday that opposition leader Raila Odinga is still considered a candidate because he has not turned in the required withdrawal form. India's Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that a man having sex with a wife under the age of 18 constitutes rape. The landmark ruling changed an exception to a previous law which did not criminalize sex with minors if the two were married, declaring Wednesday that 18 is the age of consent for all purposes. The court did not rule on marital rape, which is not illegal in India. Though child marriage is illegal in India, the non-governmental organization Independent Thought petitioned the top court to rule on the issue of sex with minor brides, saying India must face the reality that it is widespread throughout the country. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.